At Samuel High in East Dallas, a group of ninth graders, mostly boys, sit around a table discussing the 1953 classic, Fahrenheit 451. It's about a futuristic society where books are banned and the ones found are burned. English teacher Lauren Dowdy helps provoke a discussion among her students by asking them about one of the characters.
And what does she refer to the people on the TV as?
Family.
The family. Okay. And what's strange about that? Why does she call them the family?
They don't have an actual family.
They don't have an actual family. So it's
this isn't your typical English class. The students in this after-school book club are all part of Samuel's early college high school program. The fact that four of the five kids are boys here stands out in light of the dire statistics on reading. Nationally, girls outscore boys by 10 points in eighth grade reading. Dowdy says even those who like to read can fall behind if they aren't challenged.
So I just wanted to give some of my students that I know are readers, give them a chance in a smaller group setting to feel more collegiate, discussion-oriented, which we don't always have as much time for in class, but give them a chance to read a challenging text and talk about it. I thought they would enjoy that.
The club meets once a month after school. Dowdy provides cookies, juice, and organic popcorn. Not everyone shows up each time, but those who do seem interested, like 14-year-old Joel Luetta.
I like how this book kind of sets a precedent for current day, because like now everyone's getting connected through like social media and the internet, and you still know these people, but you're kind of disconnected from them because you're not having an actual interaction with them.
Reaching more boys like Joel at an early age is critical, says Victor Science, an associate professor in the College of Education at UT Austin.
By the time they get to middle school, in the grades 4 to 8, boys are twice more likely than girls to be held back a grade. And then they begin to internalize this idea of being different, of being disabled perhaps, of being dumb.
Science says the gender gap among Hispanic kids hasn't gotten enough attention, especially since more than half of all public school students are Latino. Dowdy, who's taught for 5 years at Dallas's alternative school before moving to Samuel, says the key is finding books students are interested in. Teachers also need to be able to sell the idea of reading, even to the most challenging kids. She says students at the alternative school became interested in Shakespeare, and one boy wanted to write all of his poems about Julius Caesar.
I sense that it's sort of, for some of them, a little bit of a relief, especially the boys, just to be in a place where it's like, okay, I can be smart, I can talk, I can share, I can have the right answer, and that's valued and it's rewarded.
The students get another chance later this month to dissect author Ray Bradbury's dystopian society before moving on to the next book. Their likely choice, John Krakauer's Into the Wild. Stella Chavez, KERA News.